Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
All aboard the night train.
Sunday night at 9 p.m. It's the night train.
A non-stop musical journey, taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll,
Latin scorchers, scratchy 78s,
deep gospel, Delta blues,
heavyweight dub, psychedelic nuggets, and a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 p.m. here on Sheffield Live.
The Breakdown, 4 o'clock classic.
My eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool. Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash!
Is he gone? You impetuous young boy.
Mash good!
Monster mash good!
Hubble bubble, toil and trouble at the end there. Yes, well, as yesterday was Halloween, today is Day of the Dead, and I'm a huge horror fan. I kind of had to go spooky for the 4 o'clock classic. So you just heard Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers, who were parodying all those old horror movie monsters way back in 1962 on Monster Mash.
1962.
I know. It hit number one in the US, and it is still rolled out every October, making it hard to believe that it's now over 60 years old. The track,
an excellent selection today.
I enjoyed that. That was fun.
That's Jen. You're still here, and you
I
will be
here,
until 5 o'clock.
I will.
We've got an album of the week by Florence and the Machine. We've got new tracks to play from Daniel Avery, Guided by Voices, Now, Homefronts. And I'm going to play something because I think my headphones are going a bit wonky at the moment. Are yours all right?
Mine are fine.
All right. Okay. So it's just my headphones. Vanity Fairy. Vanity Fairy, the wonderful Vanity Fairy. If you ever get a chance to see Daisy's live act, you should do. Viva La Vie is a new single which was out just 2 days ago. I think there's another EP coming, but that might be a lie. What is true is that this song is here.
Come over here and get loose with me.
Okay. I was bopping along to it there. Vanity Fairy with Viva La Vie, single out this week. Okay, we are going to now do a double of albums from the last couple of weeks. Second part of this is going to be something from Seal's first record out last week and called Call Me Silent. But first...
Yeah, I'm going back a bit further. The Minneapolis four-piece Gully Boys released their self-titled debut album on the 3rd of October via Smart Punk Records. And over the last month since it came out, it's become one of my favourite albums of the year. They blend the rawness of grunge with a heart of pop punk, and they draw from influences like Hole, Garbage, Paramore and Yeah Yeah Yeahs. So very much up my street for anyone who knows me. This track, Me and You, captures all of that energy in a song about connection and self-acceptance.
I didn't see you coming when you said
I'm coming. The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2.
Genuinely a fantastic album by Seal. Call Me Silent came out last week, missed it. Found it yesterday and played it through. Could have played one of five or six off of that. Thinking of You is the one you heard, and they will be playing at the Hallam Show Hotel. Get some good gigs there. On Tuesday the 11th of November, the day after a date in Edinburgh at the Voodoo Rooms. I mean, if you've listened to the breakdown before, you know that I have a bit of an issue with illogical destinations. And then going from the Hyde Book Club to the Voodoo Rooms to the Hallam Show Hotel doesn't strike me as the best use of their time. But we've seen them once before, haven't we? They spotted Blood Red Shoes.
They did, in Leeds at Brudenell.
Oh, very, very good. So, tickets for that are available. Before was your personal favourite song of the year?
Yeah, I think it's my favourite song of the year off one of my favourite albums. It was Me and You by Gully Boys. And yeah, highly recommend checking out their self-titled album.
All right. Album of the week time now.
Yeah, back to Florence and the Machine. And yeah, as we mentioned, Everybody Scream, it came out yesterday. If you want to see Florence live, then they are playing at Sheffield Arena on the 14th of February. So one for the lovers out there. Get your Valentine's date sorted for it. The track that I've picked for the second one off this is The Old Religion.
Do you know what? You've picked the only two tracks on this album which are written by Florence Welsh and Aaron Dessner from The National and produced by Florence Welsh and Aaron Dessner from The National. The only two.
I must think they're the dream team.
You need to listen to more National.
Thank you. the old religion humming in your veins, some animal instinct starting up again. And I am wound so tightly I hardly even breathe. You wonder why we're hungry for some kind of release. So tired of being careful, so tired of being still. Give me something I can crush, something I can kill.
Doesn't she?
She does. I very much enjoyed that one. I enjoyed the whole album.
That's Album of the Week this week. We won't get free tracks in because there's too much to play, but Florence and Machine and there, and the album is called Strange Magic.
No, Everybody Scream.
Everybody Scream. Okay. It's not the only album out yesterday. We're going to do a double now of other records which are on your shelves to listen, on the shelves for you to listen to. Second of which is going to be by the first Australian band to be signed to Jack White's Third Man label, Bel Air Lip Bombs. We'll play something from Anger again for you then, but first...
Yeah, before that, Daniel Avery released his sixth studio album, Tremor, yesterday. The British producer channels his signature blend of submerged techno, shoegaze and ambient soundscapes. And on this track, featuring Ellie, her vocals weave through, and it's called Haze.
Thank you. Hello, Sheffield. This is Matthias from The Burning Hell. What are you doing? I know what you're doing. You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
The Bel Air Lip Bombs, Cinema, from their album. Again, their follow-up to their debut, Lush Life, from 2023. You like that? Did you like that one?
I did like that
did
one.
Did you like that one?
I did.
Daniel Avery before. We've only got about 90 seconds to go before the 4 o'clock, before my treble seven at 4:30. So I'm going to play you a 1 minute 28 Guided by Voices song from their 42nd album, Vic Rich and Delicious. This is the wonderfully titled Dance of the Picnic Ants. Guided by Voices there. Okay, so Treble seven times now for me, and in looking to see whether or not Adam played Twen last week, because it was out just over a week ago, the song Tumbleweed, which we're going to play next, I've seen that he did play Florence Road, but it's not been tagged properly on the thing. So Florence Road, which we played second today, Miss, has been played twice on the breakdown in consecutive weeks.
Whoops. It wasn't on the spreadsheet.
Wasn't there. Never mind. Let's get on to the Treble Seven. I said about Twen and their song Tumbleweed. It came out last week, and it's from a new album called Fate Euphoric, which I think comes out, next week, on the 5th of November. Is that right? That's the right way around, isn't it? Yeah, 5th of November on the American things. So, you're going to hear this, and then something by Hunter as a Horse, and I haven't decided what the last one is going to be yet.
Breakdown. Treble seven.
I'm the chaos that you crave. Hello, this is Sally Shapiro, and you are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
I won't forgive, I can't forget. 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 I won't forgive, I can't forget.
Trouble Seven, Joel. Well played. Now talk about it. Okay, so that was Cameron Hayes, whose EP, no, mixtape, The Fault Is Mine, came out last week. Seven songs it was. And that was the final track on it, Forgive Forget Part 2. There was a track earlier in the year that we played called Own Me, which I think I had on my put onto my Songs of the Year when I played it on the show. Certainly, both of us put the previous track onto our Best of 2025 lists as it played. Hunter as a Horse, South African-based artist, Dark Sky, new single out yesterday. 1 minute 59 of excellence. And before that, Twen with Tumbleweed, third single from an album coming out next week. All right.
Well,
longest song?
Yeah, it's a hard act to follow. That was a really strong treble seven, but I will take my prerogative to now play my longest song following it. And that is Mistress of Death by Creeper. They released their fourth studio album, Sangrivore.
I think so.
Sangrivore 2, Mistress of Death. Which was appropriately released yesterday. Like I said, lots of bands capitalising on Halloween. The Southampton goth rock sextet channel 80s Metal Excess as they tell the story of a band on the run from their titular tormentor. They're on tour supporting Ice Nine Kills. They'll be in Manchester on the 8th of December and Nottingham on the 10th of December. And I'm currently rewatching Stranger Things in the run-up to the new series. I'm on season 4, and hearing this song, all I could think was, Eddie Munson would love this.
customarily understated fare by Creeper there.
Very chill, very relaxed.
From an album out yesterday, that was Princess of Death?
Mistress of Death. From the album Sanguivore to Mistress of Death.
There we go. Okay, you made a point that we haven't played a new artist for a while. No. So I'm going to give you the Swedish songwriter and producer, Augustin, who has a new single out called Fumbling. And his debut album was out in 2022 and received 2 Grammy nominations in Sweden. But this song, Fumbling, was out yesterday and is really, really good. So we'll double this with something else. I think we can get 5 in before we go.
Breakdown on 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live.
Thank you.
it's finished, isn't it?
It is. Another one with a fade out.
Augustine. First with a track called Fumbling, and then something from... What was that?
Sassy 009, featuring Blood Orange. Sassy 009 has teamed up with Dev Hines, and I still always think of Test Icicles when I hear his name. They created that track called Tell Me, which was released a little bit ago on the 9th of October. In fact, the album from Sassy 09 will be out on 16th of January. It's called Dreamer Plus, and she'll be at Yes Basement in Manchester on the 11th of February.
Okay. Tell me about Slap Rash.
Oh, yeah. That next one's my one as well. Slap Rash. They are a Manchester sibling duo. They released the single Choke Held on the 20th of October on Sour Grapes Records. And, yeah, that's about it, really. It's industrial-tinged noise punk with lyrics about being stuck in a place you can't escape.
Finished.
It did. Not with a fade out this time. That was Choke Held by Slapdash.
I like that a lot. You said they're from Manchester.
They are, yeah.
Well, we've come to the end of the show. I've got one more song to play. I know very little about this band, so I'll say first, Jen, thank you very much for joining this afternoon.
Thank you for having me. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah. It's going to be a new artist at the end of the day called Lucky the Cat, and the track is called Weird Like Winona, so I was attracted to the title there. Thought that was a great track title, but this song it fits a gap that we need right now, but it's also very, very good. So it will be finishing the show off today. John will be here next week for you. Breakdown out.
Bye.